takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it.
Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up. 3 inches.
Raise 10-0. You can.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Can you get money maybe for old bottles that are still sealed? Like, I have an old Pepsi bottle that I bought
some
up
people
in Canada
will.
Years and years ago. One side is in French, and then the other side, it's English, but it's an older version of the Pepsi logo, and it's still sealed in the glass bottle.
Yeah, there are people out there that will, like, pay money for that, but right. It's fine in the people who want it.
Oh, sure not. No, you wouldn't want to open it and drink.
I drink.
10 years old.
You would.
Yeah, he would.
10 years old?
He absolutely would.
Really?
Oh, I know what I was going to say. So speaking of old stuff, I have my grandfather used to own an Esso station. Actually, my aunt has the sign now, but I have a gigantic Esso sign.
My grandfather
over my aunt's.
Yeah, Esso station.
Really?
Warren's Esso.
Oh, right. You're related.
My grandfather's was Blue Star Esso in, I think it was Plainfield. I don't know, maybe South Plainfield, Rawley. That area. So
yeah, and we
right on the highway. Anybody who's from the area in New Jersey who was around then would remember it because my grandfather's place was the only gas station that was open on Sunday back then.
Wow.
Because everybody used to be closed on Sunday for.
You know what's funny is that when you're talking like to the listening audience instead of us, you look at the computer.
Yeah, I do.
Like the listening audience
I'm like,
is in
that's
there.
Who they're out there somewhere. I know that that's how like you.
Our audience could probably fit in the computer.
I know.
That's the problem.
I noticed that I've
right?
been doing that too. But also, I really should be looking at the recorder, but it's right next to it. I'm in the ballpark.
You know what's funny? I never heard of Esso.
Really? They turned into Exxon.
Oh wow!
If you notice on Exxon's diesel pumps, it still says Esso diesel.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's I don't know. It still does though.
Because they still have Esso stations in like Mexico, so it's just a bit the way that they structure their business for tax purposes and stuff like that. Mm. So there probably is Esso still around. You know,
but it's not like it was. You know?
It's not like it was. Like we had everything. Like they used to have a little. Because their slogan was put a tiger in your tank.
Yeah, the tiger tails.
And the tail that you just...
What you would do is there
no
was a...
Way.
You would take the cap and there was like a ring and you would put that around where the gas cap was and you would close it so there's a tiger tail hanging out of your gas tank.
I want one!
But yeah, that was a real big thing.
We had the whole suit.
There was also... Oh, what was the other one?
Did you have
There was another... They were competing with that. They used to have... It was... Similar, but it was a sticker they would put on your gas door of a horseshoe, something very similar to put a tiger in your tank, but it was based around a horse somehow, you know.
It was a horseshoe?
It was like a magnetic, like, sticker thing that they would put on your gas door.
Huh. Can you imagine have, like, a horse tail?
And it had, like, the slogan, but I can't remember what it is, but that was
something
another
about
one.
Horsepower, probably.
What did you do with all the signs?
Everything, they threw it out once they went out. Because my father had my grandfather owned the station during the oil shortage in 1970. Uh-huh. So it didn't last very long. So they went out of business, and they just threw everything out. But we had the full tiger suit and everything.
That's too bad.
And stuff like
Esso
that
glasses and old I have a couple Esso placemats.
My uncle, that's all that he does is he... Well, not all that he does, I shouldn't say that, but that's his hobby is he takes, like, old signs, old, you know, farm equipment, anything like that, and he restores it, like, brand new, paints it the factory color that it was back then.
It sounds like that show.
Yeah,
what the heck
I can't think of the
show?
Name of it.
Pickers, American Pickers, I think?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah.
There's a couple shows like that.
But
my uncle's, like, really into that
that's
sort of stuff. That's why my aunt has that sign. They have a lot of stuff that we used to have. Oh,
that's cool.
I have Blue Star Esso matchbooks.
That's cool.
Got, like, a whole box of them.
We went to the flea market. I found, I don't know what it was, a coaster or a matchbook or something. I went to the flea market and I found, I don't know what it was, a coaster or a matchbook or something, and had the phonetic phone number on it. It was a gas station.
Like Adams, be, whatever.
Yeah, it's like Klondike 5. Yeah. Six, and it was a gas station in Garfield where I used to live. So I said, let me buy it. And then I drove by there, and it's a gas station. It's a different name.
Yeah.
So I walked up to him, I handed him his matchbook. I'm like, here, this is from, well, I don't know when. You know, it's got to be the 50s.
What did he say?
He thought it was cool. He was like, what is this guy doing handing this? I forget what it was. It had a bottle opener. I don't know what it was, but it just had the little thing on. I have a couple things like that at home from stores that like, I have a couple ashtrays, and I just haven't gotten around to driving there and seeing what's there.
Yeah.
That would be neat to get this at home.
Yeah, I know that, Brian, you like finding old stuff and, like, finding who it belonged to. I know that you're into that sort of thing. It reminds me, because I was watching the Tom Green show
from,
like, forever ago. And he had this thing where he went to a flea market and he found what he thought was a lamp. And it was a lamp. But when he brought it home and he looked at it, he noticed that it was actually a bowling trophy that, like, lit up.
Oh.
And it still had the guy's name on it. So he decided, I'm going to find this guy and I'm going to give him his bowling trophy back.
Meanwhile, this guy sold it at a yard sale because he didn't want
any. Yeah, so he stops by. And he, you know, says, yeah, is the champ, like, around, you know? I want to ask him about the trophy, you know? And he's not there the first time. He stops by a second time. He's not there. Stops by a third time. He's there. And he's mad. He's just like, get off my property. I don't even want to talk about it. It's like, seriously? Like, why would he get so mad? He was just like, I just wanted to talk to the champ, you know? It says on here that you're, like, the bowling champ, you know? Like, I have your thing now. I just, like, wanted to meet you. Like, what's your problem, you know?
Like Tommy Menard.
Yeah.
Did he explain?
That's, like, creepy. No, he didn't explain. The guy didn't even want to talk about it. He was, like, mad or that he was, like, there.
Wow.
It's like, you mean you have a chance to be on TV? And you're like mad?
The guy didn't want the trophy and he sold it at a yard sale and just wanted the money, I was totally kidding, but...
It's like, I mean, obviously he didn't want it anymore, but, you know...
Wow.
Like, weird. I just thought that was interesting because you're into that sort of thing, and I saw somebody that did that, and the guy got, like, mad.
He killed somebody with it years ago.
Yeah.
Brought the evidence, and then he went, hey, look what I got!
It has bad memories. It's like, little does Tom Green know that guy, like, can't bowl anymore, or something like that, some big traumatic story, like, I lost my life savings because I gambled it on bowling or something, like, it reminds me of that. I don't want to.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you fall down the
Sharon,
steps.
Would you like a fortune cookie?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
We gotta read our fortunes.
Well, we're gonna read our fortunes now. So, what? Okay. That one's blinking. That one's blinking.
Bronze.
Okay.
It is.
Are these
what, going? What does the blink mean, Bri?
I don't know. It probably means you're out of fucking room or the battery's dying.
Watch that. Beep.
Potty mouth. Uh-huh.
You like, don't talk to me like that.
You have to edit, Bri. Fuck.
You gotta fucking be kidding me.
I could do a show with just a sound.
Yeah, it's so funny when you hear a clip like
them,
that without the rest of it.
Do you know what the story was?
Yeah, I do, because the girl is riding on the horse. Yeah.
I love the Arnold sound boards.
Yeah.
The Arnold, stop it! Get out of here!
Yeah, that's good stuff.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
I'll decide what the band needs. You're going to play your damn guitar.
Chuck.
Whoa! Freaky.
He sounds so happy.
So triumphant.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
At first, if you just cut out the ho, 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 it could be Santa for the Christmas episode.
Yes.
He's going to Brian being Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, ho, ho.
He said to Luca,
Freaky. Oh, I like Freaky in the soundboard.
You're in the soundboard. You think Alicia likes it?
I'm wearing underwear today.
I never would have thought that. Really?
Bri.
Hi, this is Todd, and you're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
I could do the radio show without you, because I have you on the soundboard.
Oh, freaky.
Okay. Brian is here today by proxy.
Yes.
Brian, what do you have to say today? Oh,
freaky.
Oh, here we go. Here's a double dip. Ready?
I'm wearing underwear today.
Oh, freaky.
Come on, this is fun.
No, this is bad.
This is fun with the soundboard.
Oh, my funny core. My funny bone or whatever. Oh, jeez.
I'm going to grab the last of my ginger oil. Earl.
Ginger Earl.
Ginger Earl.
Pronounced
Ginger Earl.
A man named Earl with red hair. He's a Ginger Earl.
I'll decide what the band needs. You're going to play your damn guitar.
Chuck.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
What?
Best quote from The Naked Gun. Leslie Nielsen goes, "It's like that Beatles song. She loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah."
A bunch of jerk-offs making weird sounds.
What is that?
You never heard that? Eddie and the Cruisers.
I never saw that.
We're just some guys from Jersey. Here's to nothing, fellas! The kid can't play, he can't sing, and he can't write. I'll decide what the band needs. You're gonna play your damn guitar.
I've gotten that one already like a dozen times.
The album was unreleasable.
I want something great. I want something that nobody's ever done before.
Before?
It was you. You don't know what you're talking about.
All right, Alicia's
and you don't
be
want the truth, don't ask. You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
Put it in the icebox with your stash. Put it in the cellar with your wine.
Do with each other.
I mean, they're like, there's hardly anything similar between that and the actual song. It's just, you know.
Could you explain your theory about breastfeeding?
It's amazing how for 1 hour and a half you managed to say absolutely nothing.
Ouija.
We're back.
Are they both coming
down? Soundboard. Yes.
No,
all
right.
Let's hear the fortune cookie fortunes.
Ah, yes.
But you have to.
You know the rule.
Oh, you have to.
What is it?
Yeah. Well, the rule at the end is to add while in bed. In bed.
Just say in bed. All right, let's start with Alicia.
Oh, this is perfect.
What do you got?
The first thing that I hate about fortunes, though, is that when they're not actually fortunes, they just, like, tell you something about yourself, it's like, well, that's great, but that's not, like, a forecast of what's going to happen.
Right.
I don't know if this really counts as a fortune. Well, no, it's not.
See, this isn't a fortune either.
Yeah, neither is mine.
Foretell anything, but this is perfect, especially with the rule. To go too far is as bad as to fall short. That
nice.
That I will spank.
Good.
All right, Sherry.
All right, let's see. Common sense is instinct. Enough of it is genius in bed.
Well, that's pretty good. Mama will bark.
Gotcha.
Even the toughest of days have bright spots. Just do your best in bed.
I can't do this.
You hit it once.
All right. God bless.
Thank you.
Courage is the mastery of fear, not the absence of fear.
Ouija.
That made perfect sense.
Sorry, again. We'll edit that.
Yeah, but mine's not good anyway.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah, none of them are good.
Mine was.
At least it was good.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Gonna eat it.
Okay.
What's yours,
Brian? I don't have
one. Why not?
Because they only had four.
Oh.
I'm good. No, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good.
No, you're not.
I got.
She has an extra one.
She has a stash of fortune cookies.
I bought a few years ago when I for a Valentine's Day present, you could buy red fortune cookies with like Valentine's messages like inside as fortunes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Hmm. That's nice.
But then you have the. Then you have a bag of Valentine's Day fortune cookies, a whole bag of them sitting around forever. It's like, okay. Yeah. Let me just throw them out.
Whoa!
All right, what do I need all of that?
I love these. You only get one usually.
All right.
So now I can have two.
Uh-oh.
You might not want to actually eat it. I'll do it for the fortune.
Are you going to break teeth?
All right, here's mine. You have the ability to nurture and work creatively with others. In bed.
Mine's already squashed.
I can't open mine.
I'm crumbling into pieces.
Yeah, mine is too. I wouldn't eat these, but...
What do you mean?
Can't be that bad. No, they're crunchy, so you could eat them.
A man's dreams are an index to his greatness in bed.
Oh, these are definitely stale. They're like chewy.
Oh, no.
Taking on water.
Oh, Sherry's got a good one.
This is cute. When one must, one can in bed.
You are provided with the material things you need in bed.
Oh, God.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.